Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Got a 7 a.m. meeting on a Monday?
Boo!
Expensing breakfast because it's in policy?
Yay!
Wasting all afternoon submitting an expense report for that breakfast?
Boo!
If your company used Ramp, you could submit expenses with just a text.
Yay!
Free your team from expense reports today. Switch your business to ramp.com.
Like, yeah. No one would be terribly surprised if Andy Farrell picked Robbie Hedges. Like, oh, he's shit. No, get him out of the team.
That's not what
the commenters are saying.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
It really is the Gaelic Games controversy of the year. 12 minutes past 8 this evening. An image on the Waterford Camogie Twitter account with the fixture details for tomorrow. Waterford versus Cork, Saturday, May the 10th. The Rag, 1 p.m. But a photoshopped onto it where it says cancelled with a red background, white block cap letters. 12 minutes later, a statement lands in our email inbox from the Munster Camogie Council saying, as the committee in charge of the Munster Championship, we have reviewed the situation regarding tomorrow's Munster final. As the current Camogie rules of play are still in place and the players have indicated they would not be prepared to play the game in Scorts, the decision has been made to defer the game in the best interests of all players and officials involved. The details of the rescheduled fixture will be released in due course. Christine Ryan, Chairperson, Munster Council. Delighted to say that Sarah O'Donovan is with us. I'm sure you're delighted to have the phone ring at 8:30 on a Friday evening. Even by Camogie's recent standards, Sarah, I'm not sure too many people actually saw this coming.
This is a new low. And as long ago as an hour ago, or as shortly as an hour ago, I had confirmation that the game was going ahead. The broadcasters were confident it was going ahead. I don't know where this change in mood has come from, because genuinely at 7 p.m., Clubber, who were, you know, organised to broadcast the game, had been told it was going ahead.
Let's go back to the statement from the Cork and Waterford senior Camogie panels on Wednesday. Let's just remind everybody what was said from the players earlier this week. We look forward to representing ourselves, our clubs, our counties and our supporters in Saturday's Munster final. We will not be making any further media comment. We will be at the Rag in Tipperary with the intention of getting the better of each other in the field of play. We will be togged out wearing shorts. That is our choice. Tonight, the Munster Camogie Council have basically said, no, it's not. No, you won't.
They met this morning. The Munster Council met this morning. Or we were told they met this morning. Patrick O'Donovan was on the radio this evening, and Patrick O'Donovan said that in the best interest of the game, it should go ahead. Now, he then revoked that decision and said, I didn't say that, but he clearly said he shouldn't see why the shorts would stop the girls from playing tomorrow. How and where did this communication get lost? I'm baffled. I have no idea. Genuinely no idea why the Munster Council think that it is better for this game not to go ahead.
It is, and it has been, a complete PR disaster from a Camogie standpoint. But even after everything we've had over the last few days, Sarah, you could maybe make a case that the Camogie Association could salvage something by letting the game go ahead tomorrow, letting the players wear what they want, going to their Congress in a couple of weeks, changing the rules after the fact in a couple of weeks' time, and then this story dies. So as of this morning, you could maybe give the Camogie Association that. But as of tonight, as of this decision to cancel tomorrow's game, that's taken away from them now, that the last leg they had to stand on is gone.
I was in the minority yesterday when I said this wasn't over. I was in the minority when I said this is the start line. I was very concerned yesterday that the Munster Council and the Camogie Association would do something like this. And to let it go to 8 o'clock on a Friday night, when the players have probably packed their gear bags, when the bus driver has put diesel in the bus, when the timeframes for tomorrow's training sessions, not training sessions, but the whole course of the day has been mapped out. The girls have been fueling since this morning. You know, their nutritionists have given them their plans for the day. For the Munster Council to wait until 8 o'clock tonight, essentially at a time when news is dead. Everyone who releases something that wants to be buried puts it out on Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Right.
And this is essentially what the Munster Council have done. And it is the most cowardly thing they have done in the whole course of this debacle.
Can I ask you to explain to us what this line means? The decision has been made to defer the game in the best interests of all players and officials involved. How is it in the best interests of the players?
I can only contend. When you read it earlier, I said the only people who this is benefiting is the officials, because maybe they were the ones who genuinely couldn't bring themselves to abandon a game. And maybe they were the ones who said, we can't stand over not playing this game. And maybe they made themselves unavailable because they didn't want the scrutiny. But in that case, Munster Council should have not included in the best interests of the players. They should have left that first segment out and said, in the best interest of the officials and in the best interest of the delegates and everyone who's involved in this, we don't and can't take the scrutiny. And if they had said that and been open about that, I would have understood that. But to include the players in this, just having told you what plans the players would have made today, the parents, the families, everybody involved in this, everyone who is committed to going there tomorrow from both counties, this is a lot of planning, and to wait till 8 o'clock tonight to pull the rug from under these players is not in their best interests.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
The point of Congress coming and going in a couple of weeks and us all moving on from this and forgetting this, particularly from the standpoint of the players that were due to play tomorrow, that ship's now sailed, right? Like this is a really sickening blow that kind of instigates a greater sense of movement, I'd imagine. regarding the Camogie Association? Because in this one instance, like, you have the thing that will correct the laws or the rules or whatever the case may be in a couple of weeks. But what's happened tonight just feels a little cynical, and it feels completely unnecessary. And there might have been some goodwill that would have come from, you know, an early special Congress, whatever was coming down the tracks in a couple of weeks. I just really feel tonight just is a complete U-turn and all of that. And there will be long-term anger, especially from those players, because of how this specific game has been handled.
And they are right to feel aggrieved. You know, they've been training since last January, and they were looking to play this game tomorrow, not out of, like, they had made their stance known on Wednesday. They had public support. In some instances, when you take on a protest, you don't have support. The girls had massive support in their own counties and across the country. And I think they had been buoyed by this support and had confidence in knowing that they were doing the right thing. And I genuinely believed they were doing the right thing. When you have the Shannon, when you have the Oireachtas telling you you are doing the right thing, then of course you think that you're doing the right thing. And I was really proud of the players from Cork, Waterford, Kilkenny, Dublin, even Galway and Clare last night had a challenge match, stood together in their shorts. There has been a massive groundswell of support. And for the Munster Council to ignore that, for the Camogie Association to ignore that, it feels like a massive own goal. And I'm gutted for the players this evening that this is the slap in the face for all of the years of commitment that they've given to the game.
What were you hearing from the camp at around 7 o'clock? I mean, I just can't get over that, by the way, Sarah. That was the first thing you said in this, that, like, this is such a reflex decision in terms of what they were aware of. Like, to be properly preparing for it only 2 hours ago before we've been chatting to you is astonishing to learn.
Look, you'll understand, and I understand, we've been speaking to lots of different people over the past number of days. And, you know, this morning I was a little concerned when I heard Munster Council were meeting to discuss whether the game would go ahead. I hadn't heard anything during the day to say that it wouldn't go ahead. And then this evening I had gotten a couple of messages to say that Clubber, the broadcaster, had been told that the game would go ahead. And of course they would know that the game was going ahead because they have to plan for it. You know, they're going to broadcast the game tomorrow. The logistics of setting that up, of course they had to know that it was going ahead. And as far as I'm aware, at 7 p.m. this evening, they were of the opinion that the game was going ahead and that the players would be wearing shorts. So what changed in 90 minutes to 2 hours?
It's a final question, Sarah, and it's kind of a broad one. And I know I keep mentioning it in this, but this does feel like a new low in this whole saga. What do you hope, other than the obvious thing of the players being able to wear what they want on the pitch, other than that, what do you think and what do you hope for with regards to change in Camogie on the back of all of this? Because it feels like this could be an opportunity. This has got so bad now.
So I had been listening to Aisling Maher just a while ago, actually, and Aisling and Sinead Wilde had both put forward kind of their sense that they still felt like the motion would go against them in 2 weeks. And they felt that if it did go against them, that the protest would escalate and that there would be no championship. And they went on the record this evening to say that. So I think they felt the mood wasn't as, I suppose, clear cut in Camogie circles as it possibly felt in the public sphere.
So as of right now, Sarah, are you fearful that this year's All-Ireland Championship is under threat?
If the motion will not be passed in 2 weeks on the 22nd of May, there is absolutely no possibility that those players will line out for championship.
What an unbelievable situation. I don't really know what to say, Sarah, other than thanks very much. And with regards to potential new dates for this, the obvious thing is that the Munster Council want this to happen after Congress in a few weeks' time. So we're talking 2.5 weeks. That's what I'm reading from tonight's statement. I'm not sure what your expectations are. Granted, neither of us have actually spoken to anybody in the camp since the news has come out.
I would say that It's running right into the All-Ireland Championship. What it will do is will make a mockery of the Munster Championship. It was a standalone competition that was played in this window to allow the competition to get the, I suppose, gravitas that it deserves. And when it's going to be sandwiched between an All-Ireland Championship and, you know, Congress now, it's going to be a non-event. So they've actually managed to diminish their competition by banning or cancelling the game tomorrow. If they had been brave enough to allow the game to go ahead tomorrow with the players wearing shorts, it could have been one of the biggest supported games of the year. So certainly egg on the Munster Council's face now, because in 2 weeks' time, if Congress goes ahead and the motion is passed, those games will mean for nothing.
Sarah Donovan, really appreciate your time over Friday evening. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Owen.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.
Nobody wants to be flogging players anymore. Like we did back then. Back then, you were back in August, September, October, 3 months of pre-season for three games before Christmas.
Available now in your OTB GAA feed. An hour in the company of Armagh's All-Ireland winning manager, Kieran McGeaney.
We live in a world of clickbait and things like that. So you're seen as this particular type of person.
His thoughts on football's new rules, his relationship with the media, and the best way to treat players. Don't miss out on this in-depth conversation with Armagh's All-Ireland winning manager, Kieran McGeaney, and so much more. Become a member now at offtheball.com/join.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.